Jesus announced and enacted in history the new reality of God's surprising activity. These two stories demonstrate this new reality. Women and children are accepted and valued, not dismissed as inferior to adult men. The Holy Gospel for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Some Pharisees came, and to test Jesus, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you have probably been Lutherans for a very long time, like generations. Some of you may be kind of new to the Lutheran Church, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to do a little review today because there's one thing about us Lutherans. We have a thing for hymnals. You know, they're kind of sacred books. They're considered to be very, very important for our worship and life. And so I brought some with me today. This is my folks' hymnal when they were little. This was the Concordia hymnal, came out in 1932, and it was dark blue. One thing about this hymnal, though, everything's in Middle English. Kind of heavy, kind of, I don't know, formal. And the hymns, whoever put the hymns in here should have talk to me or someone, because they're impossible to sing. The keys are so high that it's unachievable. Then in 1956, service book and hymnal came out. This was red. This came out when I was 4 years old. So this is the hymnal I grew up with. And I remember this was a sacred book. It was very important. But it also had that same Middle English, like, "Whither dost thou goest?" Don't hear that a lot. And again, the hymns in here, still in those impossible-to-sing high keys. I mentioned that today because I'm going to focus on one thread that's common in all of our hymnals. The service of marriage. Both the blue and the red hymnal contained these lines: "Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?" And then this other line that was really interesting, at the culmination of the exchange of vows, the man says to the woman, and the woman says to the man in turn, "And thereto I plight thee my troth." Huh? I got married when Lutheran Book of Worship came out in 1978. It made its appearance. And both "Who giveth this woman to be married to this man, and thereto I plight thee my troth," they went away. When I got married, neither myself nor my wife said to one another that they were plighting their troth. And I guess it was okay. But I mention it because when this hymnal came out, it was a struggle. People were not happy with this hymnal. Too much change. And especially now what wasn't in there anymore. All of those male dominant pronouns were taken away. The hymn, "Rise up, O men of God," became "Rise up, O saints of God." What was going on? You thought the world was ending. But it came. It changed perspectives. And ELW, which came out in 2006, continues the tradition of newness from this book. One of our favorite new hymns in ELW is "All Are Welcome." First time printed in that hymnal. The new perspective is just that all are valued. Women and children are also valued. Women and children also have a right for power. It takes us right into our gospel today, back into that male-centric view. The Pharisees come and to test Jesus. Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Jesus starts playing the game. Well, what did Moses tell you, another man? Well, Moses said that you could get a certificate of dismissal and be divorced. All of that language, "Who giveth this woman to be married to this man? And thereto I plight thee my troth." All of those are legal contractual exchanges and really have nothing to do with relationships. Today in our gospel, Jesus is chiding the disciples who wanted to keep the children separate. Seems the disciples are always in the separation business. Who's in, who's out, who has power, who doesn't have power? Jesus turns it. Do not stop the children, for to theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They seem to have incredible value. They receive the gift. Today, we are being shown a new way of looking at life. God in Christ is not in the separation business. God is in the gathering business always. We celebrate when people get married. But as you know, the reality of life, sometimes couples become separated or they're divorced. It will be like that because we're in bondage to our sinful self. We cannot make unity happen on our own. No, we have this Jesus who comes to unify us, as talked about in our lesson from Hebrews today. Sanctifies all things, puts all things together in unity. As a church, we must always be careful that we don't equate Christianity with morality. Who's in, who's out, who has power, who has no power. Unity is in Christ. And Jesus today wants again for all of us to be gathered
and then fed with those gifts of grace, forgiveness, mercy, so that we might find new ways of being community together in a fallen world. Thanks be to God. Amen.